Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninim Hangsing. Shanghai Cooperation Organization's joint statement was not adopted due to India's refusal to sign the document as it failed to mention cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country.
India wanted concerns on terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country, and therefore the statement was not adopted. But we had participation of our Raksha Mantri. We issued a press release. The press release is very instructive in how we look at threat of terrorism.
Mr. Jaiswal said, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, who was participating in the meeting, called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered, unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which have not contested any election of Lok Sabha, Legislative Assemblies of States and Union Territories, or by-election since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. SP Narcotics Kohima Shinde Suresh Kailas Rao has said that Nagaland's 215-kilometer porous border with Myanmar and its proximity to the infamous Golden Triangle have made the state a key transit point for drug trafficking to other parts of India. Addressing a press conference organized by the Press Information Bureau, PIB Kohima, to mark the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking at the Kohima Press Club yesterday, he said, checking illicit drug movement remains a major challenge for the police and other enforcement agencies as traffickers constantly change their transit routes to evade detection. Mr. Shinde also informed in the past 1.5 years, Nagaland police registered 270 NDPS cases and arrested 465 people, mostly along the Dimapur to Imphal highway.
Nagaland being a transit state, it is one of the transit states from here the drugs go to the many parts of the country. The Nagaland police also help many states to intervene the consignments like which are going to the states like Punjab, Rajasthan, even in Karnataka also.
Joint Director Prevention, Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, Dr. Bernice D. said, to address drug abuse, it needs to be tackled through supply, demand and harm reduction strategies while also considering its biological, psychological and socio-economic impacts. The National AIDS Control Organization, NACO, and Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSAX, launched the Integrated Health Campaign, IHC, in Wokha District yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall. The campaign seeks to raise awareness, promote early HIV testing, and ensure timely treatment. Wokha Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar raised concern over the rise of HIV in Nagaland and urged immediate united action, stressing the need to overcome social and mental barriers to early testing. NSAX Project Director Dr. Ahu Sekhose reaffirmed India's commitment to eliminating HIV/AIDS by 2030 and detailed the 95-95-95 initiative. He revealed that while the state has achieved 85% testing coverage, Wokha lags behind at just 24%, necessitating focused intervention. State Nodal Officer for IHC Dr. M.C. Longai Pom emphasized that the 14 to 49 age group remains the most affected and yet most vital demographic, calling for targeted outreach within this group. The Air India Flight AI 171 black box data has been downloaded to reconstruct the sequence of events leading to the crash in Ahmedabad recently. The crash protection module from the front black box was safely retrieved and the memory module was successfully accessed and its data downloaded at the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau AAIB lab in New Delhi on Wednesday. The government has authorized the use of Aadhaar authentication for candidate verification in examinations conducted by the Institute of Banking Personnel Selection, IBPS. The Finance Ministry highlighted that the initiative will prevent impersonation and other malpractices during examinations. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.